So as you're learning about Persian food, you'll probably come across some of the power ingredients of that cuisine, like super flavor agents, like dried limes and pomegranate molasses. Well, America's Test Kitchen has been playing with these ingredients for years, and ATK's Christy Morrison told Sally Swift about some of their favorite ways to use them.
Hey, Christy Morrison, welcome.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you today about a couple specific Persian ingredients that really can change your cooking. And one of them is pomegranate molasses. It is just simply sexy.
It is absolutely sexy. It's like Michael Fassbender sexy.
It is. So tell us what it is and like how do you guys like to use it?
Well, it's really just a reduction of pomegranate juice. And what's so wonderful about it is that pomegranates aren't that sweet to begin with. It's kind of more of a sweet, tart, sour flavor. So you can use it in a lot of different things. It reminds me a little bit of the intensity of like a reduced balsamic vinegar. Mm-hmm. It has that unctuousness, but it's a little brighter and a little more sour. Because it has that syrupy kind of stickiness to it, it's great to use as a glaze. We've done glazed whole chickens, like a glazed roasted chicken. We've done glazed quail. We've also used it on broiled eggplant. And of course, we've done it in vinaigrettes. We have this great Egyptian barley salad that the dressing has pomegranate molasses and cinnamon and cumin. And it's just wonderful on all of these bright ingredients.
And what about on green things? Have you used it? I mean, besides a raw salad, have you ever roasted green vegetables or anything with it?
We do, actually. We have a pan roasted Brussels sprout recipe that we toss with cumin and some pomegranate molasses and then serve with pomegranate seeds or arils on top. And it's just a really nice contrast.
Yeah, it must be beautiful with those fresh pomegranate seeds on it.
It looks very holiday-esque.
So pomegranate molasses is, I mean, I see it more and more often, but I do live in a big city. Is there an option for people? Have you guys ever done something to try and approximate it for people who can't get their hands on it?
We have, Sally, and it's really easy. I think the simplest version is just take like a couple cups of pomegranate juice and a little tiny bit of sugar, like half a teaspoon, maybe a pinch of salt, and bring it up to a simmer in a wide skillet, like a 12-inch skillet. So you have lots of surface area. Bring it up to a boil and then reduce the heat and just simmer it until you've reduced it to about a third of a cup. So that reduction will give you a really nice glazy consistency.
And pomegranate juice is pretty much everywhere thanks to palm these days.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, the other thing I want to talk to you about, and I have to warn you, I am totally obsessed with these Persian dried limes.
Oh, yes, please.
So tell me about those.
Well, I find them fascinating. They look kind of like walnuts.
Like nothing. They look like absolutely nothing. What am I doing with this?
They are not pretty. They're more the size of key limes than the limes that we see in most American supermarkets. They've been brined or salted and usually dried out in the sun. So they have that lime scent. They have a little tiny bit of sweetness, definitely sour going on. And then this funky fermented flavor. And I know you're with me on this. It sounds like a weird combination, but it works so well in a lot of different recipes.
Well, in their light, they don't feel like anything. I throw them, my favorite thing to do is I throw them in a pot of white beans, and you have to stab them a little bit to be able to get the water in. It is unreal what they do to a pot of beans.
I've done them with lentils, and I completely agree with you. It's hard to describe exactly what it brings to the lentils, but I often think it's really hard to season lentils to make them taste really, really flavorful. You have to add a lot of salt. And so the alternative is maybe to add some vinegar at the end of cooking. But if you throw a dried lime in while you're cooking the lentils, you have that acid worked in there and that kind of funkiness from the fermentation, and it just adds this punch of flavor that you're absolutely not expecting, and I love it.
I love it, too. How else have you used them? What am I missing?
I think it's an ingredient kind of like bay leaves, where it adds this flavor that you didn't know you were missing. Once it's there, it's really great. So I think in stews Or if you were doing, you know, I keep thinking about like roast pork that you were going to make carnitas or tacos
yes.
with.
Oh,
you know?
That would be delicious. Yes.
I think it would really add a brightness and just sort of an extra oomph of flavor that people would really love.
And we can find these. I mean, you find in a Middle Eastern store or Persian store if you're lucky enough to have one around. But you can order them online too. And they're light, so they're inexpensive shipping, I just want to say, and they keep forever.
They feel like ping pong balls, kind
they
of.
Feel, that's exactly what they feel like, ping pong balls. That's right. And I always wonder about if you could steep it for tea. I've never gotten around to doing it, but I bet it would be delicious.
I think people do use it for tea, and you can also find it in powdered form, which might also lend itself to making teas and making spice rubs for things.
Yeah, so. Now you're talking. That's a great idea. That's great. These ingredients are beautiful. Thank you for walking us through.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Christy Morrison is the senior editor for special projects at America's Test Kitchen. You can find the recipe for DIY pomegranate molasses and pistachio baklava with cardamom and rosewater at splendidtable.org.